We left off in the last year. So we had a major machlokes, Rashi and Tosis. I don't understand Pshat. And our Gemara, that you test it out, so the Gemara spoke about some very, very strange example of moche. One of the Lamatas Balachs of moche, so can be violated in the following strange, bizarre way. The person has regular, good chashva black ink on the table, on the paper, and he goes and he covers over the black ink with red ink. The Gemara says he really ruined the black ink. It was very, very, he turned the superior ink into an inferior quality ink. So we're not going to call him Kaisei, but that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But Maichei Ken Zayni Doiver. The Gemara's not sure. The Gemara quotes Amri Lekach Lekachatem Machlekes Amirayim, whether he's actually Chayef or Maichei or not. One Amirayim said that that's Makalkil. You can't call him Maichei. And then we said, no. It's not really Makalkil, because at the end of the day, he has something on the table now, something on the paper that's worth something. So it's good enough to call it a non-Makalkil, then it's going to be Chayef. So the Rishonim raised the question. It's very nice to say that it's not a Makalkil, but it's not a Manaslichtoiv. And doesn't the Mishnah say, he needs a Manaslichtoiv? So Tosfos says, yeah, it is a Manaslichtoiv. And Tosfos gives you a whole Shtikl Torah that he's going to put, first he has black, then he puts red, then he puts more black. Oh, Chadadya, he's going to be eventually a Manaslichtoiv. Tosfos understood it's inconceivable to be Chayev without literally a Manaslichtoiv. And Rashi didn't say that rule. Rashi said, Chayev, why? It's a Tikkun. So we developed this whole idea that Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is how to understand Pshat in that line in the Mishnah Shabbos and Gimel, where the Mishnah spells out Meicha Manas Chtoiv. Just how serious, how literal do we take that phrase? According to Rashi, that's just a way of gauging whether it's a tikkun or not. And according to Tosfos, it's an absolute chayk lo yavor shum ponim b'afin can't be chayv unless it's literally a Manas Chtoiv. So we went on to show that Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos seems to appear by other Malachas also. We spoke a lot about the Tosfos on the Fine Gimel and Aleph and Shabbos, about Kosher and Matir, maybe another example of those kinds of questions. And then we moved on to Fine Gimel and Aleph, another Tosfos of Sechet Shabbos, where Tosfos gets very, very to hits about what the person's kavanas are. That to make a chayv and Shabbos, it's not enough just to look at the person's action. Study the person's kavanas and see exactly what he means, what his agenda is also. And Tosfos applies this to a sugyan and gimel masech Shabbos, where the Gemara says, Zayim v'tzach li'etzim chayef shtayim. Famous statement that a person is chayef twice for the same action. He's zoymer, he's pruning, and he's having in mind to use the wood as well. So we're going to slap him for zareh slash neteya, and we're going to slap him for kaitzer as well. So Tosfos b'dayik, oh, wait a second. Why does it say tzorach li'etzim? Why not zoymer stam? Why are you chayef twice? So Tosfos says, don't make the mistake to think that this is anything to do with melach shetzich l'gufa issue. No, this is nothing to do with it. Why does it relate to melach shetzich l'gufa? This statement of the Gemara, Zayim Yitzorach Li'etzim, the only Chayev Shtayim, if Yitzorach Li'etzim, is true L'chol HaTanoim, because Koytze Be'etzim requires the Tzorach Li'etzim. Without Tzorach Li'etzim, it's a Nishkin Melachas Koytze B'chol. No, it's Mufkazayim for the Melach of Koytze. L'chol HaDeya, says Tosfos, you require Tzorach Li'etzim. So Tosfos has to now prove this idea. They have to show you precedence for this idea. They're not comfortable just to say, yeah, the Gemara says it's true, inshallah, by Israel. Tosfos has to show you that this idea rings true by other malachas as well. This is not unique to Kaitz. Every once in a while we find a statement in Chazal that requires a certain malachas agenda to be so critical, not to suffice for malach shetzir l'gufa, not do malach shetzir l'gufa. Even according to the Tanoim who say malach shetzir l'gufa is chayav, certain malachas need an agenda to them. Kaitz being one of them, but not the only one. So Tosfos starts searching for malachas. So on Ein Gimel Beis, Tosfos starts collecting malachas. So Tosfos says, ooh, Kareh Manas Litfor, Mecha Manas Lichtoiv. We got a bunch of them. Now again, those malachas are spelled out by Chazal. Those malachas say the words Amanas Litfor, Manas Lichtoiv. Tosfos is extrapolating. It doesn't say anywhere in Chazal, Koytzer Amanas Lishtamish Be'etzim. But Tosfos says, yeah, it does. That's what Rav Kahana meant. That's also one of those kinds of malachas. And then Tosfos tries to bring another raya. This is the raya that becomes very, very controversial. Tosfos brings a raya at the fifth of the Ma'amakamos, the end of the second line of Tosfos. Uchdim Rabbi Yechon, come on, pre'achavis, echad kvashim be'echad shalokis, shesachtan legufan mutan v'meyem chayev chatis. The Gemara speaks about In the 22nd parak of Masechet Shabbos, you got to go to 140 vlad of the Shabbos to get to these sugyas. In the 22nd parak of Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara talks about tzchitas peiros, about squeezing fruit on Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us that squeezing peiros can be a malacha deraisa. Every once in a while can be a malacha deraisa. Which of the Lamatas malachas does it fall under? So it falls under the malacha of mefarek. The problem is, mefarek is not one of the Lamatas malachas. So what does that fall under?
Dosh.
It's all a told of dosh. What is dosh? Dosh means you take a piece of grain, and you have the inner part, the kernel, the part that you're going to want to use, is surrounded by a lot of stuff on the outside. You know, what's that stuff on the outside called?
Husk,
the bran. Or if you read the back of the raisin bran box, it tells you all things that's surrounding this kernel. I only want to get to the kernel part. So I have to press and step. I got my animals to step on. I got to step. I got to push on. I got to get my shear. Got to push hard and get rid of all the chazarai on the outside. And then, Baruch Hashem, I have that beautiful kernel. It's like life, most of the things. There's a lot of nonsense around. You have to work on. You have to get rid of the klipas. The klipas. Get rid of the klipas. Okay? Father, you get to the kernel, Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, that could be deraisa. Now, it could be that some fruit may not be deraisa. Pure technical grounds, the Gemara says, if it's a very bizarre kind of fruit that people don't usually squeeze, so then you're going to fall behind kaliyach. Yeah, no different than the other malachas. So the Gemara actually gives that cloud. The Gemara in that sugya perchov says, that if you take a kind of a fruit that nobody in their right mind ever, I'm a shugoy, no one, crazy people would ever squeeze such fruit, so we can't make you chayav. So Rashi decided to give you an example, to give you the Latin translation, the old French word, for a kind of a fruit that nobody in their craziest dreams would ever squeeze. Ever know what fruit Rashi is on the side?
Oranges.
Rashi never saw an orange. Okay? I'll spell it out for you in old French. Pei, Reish, Vav, Nun, Zayin.
Prunes.
Prunes. Rashi's a prune. How much sugar to who in their rhyme and ever squeezes prunes? Rashi obviously was not privy to the multi-billion-dollar industry of prune juice. So back in Rashi's days, when Noni and Meshugoyim squeezed their prunes, so Rashi says, you can't call that Tchitas Peiros. Obviously, that changes according to the time and place. Now, squeezing prunes, maybe they're ice, maybe, I don't know. Not going to comment on the squeezing prune industry right now. But back to that story. So after the Gemara goes through all the different kinds of fruits, then the Gemara switches and says, what if you have other kinds of foods that have juice that has been absorbed into them, different kinds of juices and liquids, but it's not natural. They weren't born with that. They didn't grow with it. You took some kind of a food and you stuff it in, sink it into water, and you have it absorb the water, the juice, the oil, the pickle, the vinegar, whatever it is, and then you go ahead and you squeeze that item out. Is that called tzchita or not? Is that a deraisa of tzchita? A whole lang of Megillah, a whole sugya of Masechet Shabbos. So there's one day in the Gemara that Taisa is picking up upon, where the Gemara says that kvashim un shlokis. So what are kvashim? Kvashim are pickles, right? Like pickled kind of vegetables. So they let's say cucumbers weren't born with vinegar in them, but if you stick the cucumbers into vinegar, so long enough you get a pickle. So a guy goes out and he squeezes out the pickle juice, or shlokis. Shlokas are cooked foods. Let's say you have a vegetable that didn't have water in it, but it sits and soaks away. You cook it up in water. So now you have these vegetables that have this water and oil and vinegar and all the stuff that's absorbed into them. So Rabbi Yechon draws the following distinction. Shesachta begufan mutter. If you squeeze out these juices, why? Because you want to eat the fruit. I don't want all this pickle juice inside. I'm a little, this vinegar is not so good for my stomach. I don't want all this vinegar. It's too high. The sodium level, I got blood pressure issues. I want to make sure I get rid of all this salt water, all this juice inside it. This is not Pesach night, so I'm not making myself a cup of salt water. I'm just trying to get rid of all the salt water that's inside the pickle. That's called Sachla Megufan. So Rabbi Yechon says Sachla Megufan is mutter. You heard it here? Mutter means mutter. You're allowed to do it. Green light, you're allowed to do it. But lemeimein, what if a guy wants to squeeze out the pickle juice? Why? Because he wants to drink pickle juice. He wants to use the pickle juice. He wants to use it, the salt water, to dip his carpus in the soy. He's doing it legufan to use the juice. Then chayev. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. Again, I didn't say we pass the Rabbi Yechon. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But Rabbi Yechon's words definitely are worth analyzing. So even Rabbi Yechon who tells us that the squeezing of pickle juice is fundamentally the same as the squeezing of grapes. Because of Tzlamei and Yechai, Rabbi Eichon says. Which means that it's fundamentally the same as threshing on a piece of grain. Even though this is grain, this is pickles, this is orange juice, this is grape. It's the same basic idea. I have something which is internally, which has to be squeezed out, has to be pushed out, has to be extracted out. I apply pressure to get it out. Thus is the lechazdisha. Rabbi Eichon says that hasoichet as a kvashim as a shlokas to mevein isayev. Afal pichen was Rabbi Eichon say. If it's the gufa, what's it in? Did I say mutter? Mutter. Rabbi Eichon mutter. Sechel is mutter. Amish mutter lechatchila. So Tess Tosfos tucked away in Shabbos and Gimel Mebeis. Mayai. How could that be? How did it become mutter? Based on what? I did the malacha. I did malachas disha. Why is it mutter? So Tosfos says, V'may shar the gufa, you want to tell me potter? Maybe based on what principle could it possibly be potter based on? Maybe there's a malacha yetzich le gufa. Because Tosfos always defines the kol tarku malacha yetzich le gufa means that I'm doing the maisa malacha identical to how they did in the Mishkan. But my agenda, my plan is different. In the Mishkan, they carry things to use. And I'm carrying out the dead body to remove the dead body. The Mishkan, they carry the korashim to use them. I'm moving out the garbage. I'm carrying the garbage to throw the garbage out. So Tosfos writes in Shabbos, that's called the Malach Yetzich L'Gufa. So Tosfos says, maybe that's what's going on in Rabbi Yechon's statement as well. That in the Mishkan, what did they do Mefarik for? Why did they exert pressure to use the item that they were extracting? Here, I don't want to use it. I want to get rid of it. I want to remove it. So Tosfos has a cheshbon that maybe the squeezing out of the pickle juice is the halachic equivalent of carrying out the dead body. But imagine a guy who never learned Masechah Shabbos, never learned Tosfos, and you say to him, listen to the Moshe Tosfos gave. Just draw an equation on the board. Squeezing pickle juice out because you have high sodium content and you want to get your blood pressure down is the halachic equivalent of carrying out dead bodies. But Lemaisa, even though the illustrations are radically different, but the halachic principle is identical. And I'm doing the malacha for removal rather than for usage. So Tosfos says, maybe that's the engine that's driving Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos says, can't be. You know why? That cannot be Rabbi Yochanan's reason. Because whenever you have malach shetzir l'gufa, what's the din of malach shetzir l'gufa? It's what? It's pot of a losser. It's not mutter. The Mishnah says, if you carry mitzvah semeis, it's pot of a losser. So Tosfos said, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan must have been going a mile further than that. He can't just be relying on malach shetzir l'gufa. So there's got to be more to it than meets the eye. What is it more than meets the eye? What do you see, says Tosfos? Zalman from what do you see, Rabbi Yechonin? That there are certain malachis that the tzorech ledavar is not just merely a tangential p'tur of malach shetzit l'gufa, but does the nishke malacha. That's not malachas disha. That's not malachas disha when it's not letzorech ledavar hanidosh. And that's why seichet lemeneyim is chayav. So the gufan is not part of us, it's mamash mutl lechetchila. Because that is not the tzuras habalacha. So Tosfos says, oh, now that we just dug up this yisoid, that certain malachas lend themselves, that the tzurech so defines the malacha, we can add another malacha onto the list. What's the other malacha? What's Tosfos trying to solve in Agimon Beis? Which malacha is Tosfos addressing in Agimon Beis? Which malacha is Tosfos? Koitzer, not Zoy. They're trying to explain why is it that the Gemara says Zoyim Ritzorach Le'etziv is Chayim Mishum Koitzer. What do you need the Tzorach for? So Taisa says you need the Tzorach Bein Lefir Rabbi Yehuda Bein Lefir Mishimin. This is nothing to Malach Shetzich L'Gufa. The Gemara does not connect it to Malach Shetzich L'Gufa. It must be that this is one of those Malachas and it only third on Malachas. So Taisa has already identified four of them. They're trying to explain the thrust of the Taisa that I give us to explain Koitzer. They brought three rayas, three parallel Malachas that express the same idea. One is Meich Abaras Lechtov. One is Karab Anas Lechtov. The other one is Dosh Amanas to use. So two Kaitu Amanas to use. Kaitu Zoy Mitzvah Liyetim. That's Tosfos. You got four out of 39 is not bad. 110%. But now Tosfos has a lot of explaining to do. Because Tosfos has to explain this, what kind of halach is this? Not Kaitzer. Nisht Meichit. Nisht Kerei. Nishdosh. Why not? I did a Maisa. Well, why not? I did a Maisa. What's the problem? So Tosis doesn't stop. Tosis finally reveals the hand. It took them a whole Tosis to get to the punchline. Tosis says, let me tell you what's going on. Elataima, lefi she'ein derech shebekach. Tosis just made in a complete circle. Tosis just came back to last week. What did Tosis just say? When you do certain malachas without the proper intent, that's called shaloi kederech hamalacha, and you're going to be potter. That's what Tosis just said. Wait. I'm going to make potter to mutter in a second, okay? Ein derech tishbekach is shaloi kederech malachas. This Tosis is very, very difficult to comprehend. We have two very, very serious challenges to this Tosis. Number one, since when does Shaloi Kederech translate to mean what?
Mutter.
We don't have any precedent for that. Or do we? Do we have any precedent whatsoever that Shaloi Kederech is mamish mutter? So if you remember back to last week, there was an Egle Tal. Remember the Lomda Shabris Keter from the Egle Tal? There are two kinds of Shaloi Kederech. Sometimes Shaloi Kederech is a shini in what? No? Who remembers? In the Maisa Etzem HaMalacha. And sometimes Shaloi Kederech is not really a change in the Malacha, it's a change in what?
Gavra.
In the Gavra. And the Egle Tal said that sometimes Shaloi Kederech spills over to Kol HaTerach Kula and sometimes not, depending on where the Shaloi Kederech lies. In that same Shtikul Terah, the Egle Tal says, if you go for the 157 Vlad Masech HaShabbos, you will collect a few odds and ends here and there, that sometimes Shaloi Kederech is mutter. And one of his examples is Bishul B'cham is mutter. And sometimes Shaloi Kederech is Patr V'Lasser. And his example is Kaseh B'Smolo. This is a throwback to last sugya. How come sometimes Kaliach Hayat is mutter and sometimes it's also Midr Rabbanon? You know what the Egle Tal says? Very, very simple. When the Kaliach Hayat is a shinoi in the Etzem HaDover, the malacha is radically different. Who remembers the example? What was it? Egle Tal's example par excellence of a fundamentally different malacha. Bishul B'cham. Remember that was Egle Tal. That was the whole science experiment. That was all physics. I got my foot into my mouth 25 years ago. But we were mevatel titanus to the Hilge Egle Tal. That Bishul B'cham is a shini in the etzem adav, the etzem malacha. It says Egle Tal. That's why Bishul B'cham is mutl chetchila shul chetchila. I mean, bizman when it was shul kederech, bizman as everything changed. Says Rav Moshe. In the good old days, Bishul B'cham was shul kederech. Back in Sokachov, it was shul kederech. They didn't have solchidus yet in Sokachov. So therefore, it was mutl chetchila. Kaseh b'smoylai. What the Egle Tal say? We didn't understand this, but we mevatel that teira did as well. Kaseh b'smoylai was a good example of what?
Gavras.
It's just a mere change in the Gavra, but the same, the letters are basically a little sloppy, a little messy, but the basic letters, the Malach is that's not changed. And therefore, according to the Egle Tal, that's why it's also with the Rabbanim. So we do have a precedent in Halacha that sometimes Shaloi Kederech becomes Mutl Chetchila. We do have a few odds and ends cases in the Masechet Shabbos, some is Mutl Chetchila. But this Tosis is a collector's item. Because what did Tosis say? Tosis says, this act of Disha is so Shaloi Kederech that it falls into the category of Shaloi Kederech. That's what? It goes from being Chayef to being Potter, from being Potter to being what?
Mutter.
Rabbi Yechanan said, Mutter. Rabbi Yechanan, Kvashim Shastachtan Legufan Mutter. Mutter means green light, means Mutter Lechachiva. So Tosis is willing to say, not only is this Shaloi Kederech, this is the kind of Shaloi Kederech that's Mutter Lechachiva. Does this fit the Egle Tal's model of Shaloi Kederech? It's a joke. It's a farce. How is that a shini in the malacha? It's the same juice came out of the thing. You want to call this a shini in the gavra? Okay, maybe. Even that I'm not so sure about. Hang in there. But to say it is a shini in the etzem malacha, what's the difference? Two guys squeezing pickles, right? We need two guys. Right? We got, give me a good name for guys. One guy's name is Gus. The other guy. What's another famous pickles?
Betamt.
Okay, we got Goss and Betamt. Okay? So you got Goss is a Geffen.
Goss and
Geffen. Two G's, okay? We got Goss squeezing a pickle and Geffen squeezing a pickle. So Goss is very careful, you know, about his sodium content. You know, he doesn't want to have too much. He's watching his high blood pressure, right? So he's trying to get rid of all the pickle juice. That's one kind of squeezing a pickle. Then you have Geffen. He's the guy who's eating herring. He's the guy who's eating, come on, salty potato cookies. Forget, he wants to get all the juice out. Why? Mamish, remember, after he finishes his kiddush wine, after he finishes his schnapps, and he's going to use the pickle juice to separate between the herring and the cholent. What?
Chaser.
I'm not sure what that means, but so you have two guys, and you're going to tell me, I'm looking at both guys. I have no idea what Goss is thinking, no idea what Geffen's thinking, no clue. Oh, but when Goss is doing it to get rid of the Jews, Goss is azah, shimli, govu, adnoid, Goss is nishke, malacha, legamre, and therefore it's mutlach adchil. This is not the Eglay Ta'al talking, b'chlal la. So Tais had something else up his sleeve. Tais had some kind of a ha'ara that somewhere, somehow, some deep dark secret, that you can have a kalachiyat, it's mutlach adchil. That's ha'ara number one, I'm not sure. Ha'ara number two is, Ofra anach gutachas ragle bala toisos, but I don't understand toisos b'chlal. Why not? What should we talk about this? A guy squeezing out pickles to get rid of the juice. That's such a crazy thing.
Right.
I'm not sure what was crazy. What's toisos saying? His kavana is a different kind of a kavana. So therefore, that's called shloike kederach. But his mice is identical. Since when do we find that Kiliachayad is something that's governed by Kavana? All the Kiliachayads in Chazal are, I'm cooking in the sun, not on the fire. I'm carrying my left hand, not with my right hand. I'm riding my left hand on my right hand. I'm carrying underneath my hat instead of in my pocket. Whenever we pass it up Shaila, the Shalik and Derech, those are Shinuyim in the Maisa. You want to tell me the Shinuyim in the Etzim HaMalach, you want to tell me the Shinuyim Mitzara Gavra? I'm not in such a right now, I'm in Taisus. Heichan Shamanev Reina, the virtue is there, that because your mindset is different than the norm, that's called Shalik and Derech. So I don't even understand why this is not normal. Well, what's so not normal about squeezing up pickle juice? I don't understand the Bechlal. So even if Tais is right that most people don't squeeze out pickle juice to get rid of, most people like high soda, most people don't care about the blood pressure. Even if that's true, why does a shinui in the machshavas of Adam qualify shloka derech? I have other names for shinuyim in mindsets. I call them lachshet zehuv, but I call them other things. But to call them kliyachayad and to turn them into being mutlach adchil, I don't understand the Tais. So again, Tais has collected four malachas, and they say the yisoy permeating Allah, four malachas. Is shaloi kederach. So according to Taisus, why is meichik shalom nasichtov potter? Why is it potter? Because it's what shaloi kederach. And why is kareish nasichtov for potter? Because it's shaloi kederach. Not because of the kalkela, not because that's the mishkan. Because it's shaloi kederach. Because Taisus is using disha as the model for the other three, so that's the same p'tur. So koitzer zayim v'yed tzorach le'etzim. When you see a guy being zayim v'yed tzorach le'etzim, you know why he's potter on koitzer? Because it's shaloi kederach tzira. What in the world is shaloi kederach tzira? How do I get branches off my tree? I use the same, what he used to get a branch off? I have no idea. A pruning hook. V'chidu chavaysam le'itim v'chaneseyam le'mazmeiros. In the UN, it says the pruning hooks. So when you use a pruning hook, so I'm using it to get the branch. What's the difference? Why is that shaloi kederach? So this Taisus with Chila v'yat Sofer is chiddush, molly chiddush al kol gadaisim. Taisus said it. When you see a Taisus like this, what do you know? You know for a fact? There's got to be another. There's got to be at least one, if not multiple, other opinions as to how to reap shot in that Gemara. Now again, there are four cases that Taisus created, right? Taisus said, Zomer Tach Li'etzim, Taisus had Meichi Shalman Asnichtayim, Taisus had Kareh Shalman Asnichtayim, and Taisus had Kvashir Sachtan Lagufan. Those are the four cases that Taisus created in Yisayin. A Machshava, a Meshurim Dik Machshava qualifies as Shalakidarech. So which of these four Gemaras do we even have to spend time analyzing? Why the potter? Why is Marech Shalom HaSechtov potter? Well, good morning, we don't know why. I'll give you two good reasons why. Who knows why? Give me two good reasons. Don't do it, Tysus. That's not a reason, that's a proof. Give me two logical reasons why. Arsuk, you do. Good morning, come on. Either because called Makachal Peturin, or because what? Those Rishonim who say you need a Manas Lichtov. Why? Because what? Give me a mochel, give me a word. Why is it that Shalom Amanas Lichtov is part of the none of it? I told you, just get your task. Come on, guys.
Definition.
What?
Definition.
Definition. Definition based on what? Where did the definition come from? Where? Like, well, what are the definitions of Shabbos? Where?
Mishkan.
Finish. Do me the Mishkan. That's it. When in doubt, just say, do me the Mishkan. All else fails, just hang your hat on the Mishkan. So we already have two very, very good reasons why Melech Amanas Lichtov is necessary, either because Kilchol or because of Mishkan. Why is Kareh Shlom Nasdit for Potter? Nochabon. Either because of what? Because of Kilchol or because of Mishkan. Why is Zaymer Vienna Tzorach Liyetzim not Chayef twice? I'll tell you a secret why. I think Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara wasn't addressing, wasn't learning the sugya right now. Gemara wasn't interested in Rabbi Shimon right now. So the only Gemara that I don't understand is the Rabbi Yochanan Gemara. It's the only one that needs a lot of beer. Tysus used the other three Gemaras to support the Zohar Tzorach Liyetzim. I'm arguing against Tysus right now with Chutzpah Gedolah and saying that the Gemara in Shabbos and Gimel I don't care about because the Gemara, the real Ptur is Belach Tzitzich Lagufa. The Karam Nasdifor and the Meir HaMashal Nasdichtov didn't bother me in the first place. The only Gemara that Taka sticks out like a sore thumb is the Gemara in the end of Masech HaShabbos on Kuf Mem Hey. Where's that? Kuf Mem Hey, where Rabbi Yechanan says, Lugufan Mutter, Taka Wai Mutter. I can't hang my hat on Malach Shatzich Laguf on that one because what does it say? What bad word does it say? A good word does it say?
Mutter.
That's not Malach Shatzich Laguf told me. So I have to come up with another reason why it's Mutter. So I don't want it to go down to Tosfos Shabbos and Gimel. I have too many cash for Tosfos Shabbos and Gimel. I want another reason why Kufa makes it. All of a sudden, we started learning Gittin Daf Yotes. We thought we were talking about Gittin. I told you Mitchila, we're not learning Gittin, now we're learning Shabbos. And we bumped into this Gemara in Kuf Memhei that Tosfos gave a whole shtickle to our razzle dazzle about. We're not sure we accept this whole Tosfos, but and we're stuck with another beer. We need another beer. That's our goal right now. Give me another beer, Kuf Memhei. Korea and Moichek and Zoymer, those Gemara's don't bother me, but this Gemara Taka is Taka Pro. Yeah.
I think it might depend on how you define Kilkul in a way, because over here, it could be a potential Kilkul because the reason why...
You're talking about the case of the pickles?
Yeah.
Pickles is a Kilkul.
Because it was in the brine for a reason. Meaning it could be that Kilkul, the definition of Kilkul, is just making something worse than what it originally was. If it was in the brine, maybe the better form of the pickle is when it was in...
But I don't want to call it Makalkal. You know why? Because what's the Mishnah called Makalkal with what? Turin. So you have the same problem with Moksha's Kufa problem. So you got to come up with something really, really all-encompassing to be mastered this. So anyone knows who takes up the challenge? Toysin Maseches Ksubis. And that's the Bali HaToysin Maseches Ksubis Davav were bothered with the same Gasha. Everyone who ever opened up Shabbos Kufa means you had to get the Kufa. You had to plow through 145 blot in Shabbos to get there. When you finally bumped it there, you know, most people, when they get to Kuf Mem Hei, so the attitude is something along the following. They're learning Daf Yomi. It's already been learning Shabbos for the last 6 months already. We are so confused. We have no idea what's chayav, what's potter, what's mutter, what's other. It's such a plug-in. We bump at the pickles, and you know, it's 6 minutes left for the gospel. We just got to run through the end and call it a day. But the Balei Taisa sat and they analyzed every pickle juice, every line, every word, every shita. And Rabbi Yochanan said that squeezing pickle juice, the gufa pickles is mutar. The Balei Taisa said, explain yourself, Rabbi Yochanan. 145 blot later, explain yourself. The Balei Taisa in Shabbos came up with some shikul Torah. The Balei Taisa in Ksuba said it's not true. That's not the pshat. So what is the pshat? So Taisa connects the pickle juice to something much, much more profound than just pickle juice. There's nothing to do with Geffen and Gosses. This is much, much more you say sticks and stasis. This is a throwback to one of the most basic principles of all of Masechta Shabbos. We need a little bit of a background to understand what's going on. Everyone read the Tosfos Ksubis? Everyone understood what Tosfos said? Great, okay, so we can move on. What did they say? It's a what? Why is it mutter? It's a great shame. Yeah, no problem. It's a great shame. It's a great shame. Okay, look. You want to explain something? I'll try to rise to the challenge. It all started in a backyard. It all started, a guy wanted to schlep a chair to the backyard. It's not such a heavy chair. So he takes his chair, schleps to the backyard, and all of a sudden the Tarim go to town. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, you can't do that. You cannot schlep your chair to the backyard. You know why? Because there is a chance, what's going to happen? You make a furrow. Now, I'm not sure what a furrow is, but it's some kind of a hole, okay? So you would make a ditch or a furrow or something, which would be a really bad thing to do. Why would that be bad to make a furrow? Since you used to be in the furrows, why? Because you're changing the ground in such a way that you can potentially plow there, and that's like, oh, it's still plowing. So that's a potential malacha there, ice of chayrish, maybe. Now, between you and me, I don't really know that's going to happen. I have no idea that hole's going to happen, and quite frankly, I'm not even thinking about it. I want to get my chair outside to sit in the backyard. It's nice outside. You know, my wife tells me to go outside and get some fresh air, you know, so I want to sit down and learn a little bit outside. So I take my chair and I schlep it. Rebuta says, no, bring the chair back in. You can't schlep it on the backyard. Because the chashash...
It doesn't say chayev.
I Rebuta just said also. I didn't say chayev. Rashi, tell you something.
What?
Isn't
that Rebuta's language,
Usser? Wait. He's Rashi and Tyson. Hang in there. Rebuta says you can't do it. Rabbi Shimon says, nah. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Geirer Adam mit Kisei Vesafsel Obavad Shalagis Kavin Lassos Charetz. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's perfectly okay. You can do it. You know why? Because the Gemara coins the phrase, the Dover She'enem is Kavin. You're not planning on making the Charetz anyway, therefore it's Mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Osir, even though you're not planning on doing it, because it could happen. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's okay. You're not planning on happening and doing it. It's fine. So that was the original machlokes. Dov Shem is kavin mutter also fine. Maybe chay, maybe not chay. According to Rebbe, not clear. According to Rebbe, proper. But according to Rebbe Shem is mutter legamer. Dov Shem is kavin mutter. Right. Comes the Gemara and says, Abayi v'Rava the Amri Chavayhu, made the Rebbe Shimon the what? The Psik Reisha. When did Rebbe Shimon say that it's mutter? That's when it's not such a heavy chair. So there's a chance that a chritz may be made. But if you know for certain that a charitz is going to be made, even though that's not really your intention, that's a problem. That's what's called the psik ratio. Why did the Abayi and Rava coined the phrase psik ratio? Abayi and Rava, the amateur Abayi, made the Rishim psik ratio. The Gemara says in Shabbos that originally Abayi didn't even think that was true. Abayi thought that Rabbi Shimon holds even by psik ratio, and Rava eventually convinced him. And Hodu be Abayi legavi Rava. And eventually Abayi backed out from the Shita, and then he joined onto Rava, and they signed the Kolkeri together. They co-signed the statement saying, Abayi for Rava the Amaturai, the Gemara says, made the Rishim psik ratio loyamos. Why did they use the phrase psik ratio? What does the imagery of psik ratio mean? So many of the Rishim explain, but it means as follows, that, you know, the kids need something to entertain themselves with on Shabbos, and a really good thing for kids to play with is a chicken head. That's a fun thing to play with. So a guy goes over to the barn, pulls out a chicken, cuts off the head of the chicken, and brings it to the kid to play with. Very nice. Okay? So we say, excuse me, sir, you just violated which malacha deraisa? Shaychit! It tells the shami, just kill the chicken. I don't want to kill the chicken. I wasn't interested in killing the chicken. I want to get a toy for my kids. The kids, it's 3 o'clock, they don't want to take a nap. I wanted to give them a nice toy to play with. I killed the chicken? I wasn't mechavi to kill the chicken. I hold the grip of Shimon. It's mutter. Sorry. Alive, Rav Dermot Yervayu. Medishu secretion legumos. When you pluck off the head, you cut off the head of the chicken, it is not a chance that the chicken may die. It is absolute certainty that the chicken is going to have secretion legumos. You're going to cut off the head, it's not going to die. But men to remove the Rebbe Shimon said that you can drag the chair. That's because there's only a chance that a chavitz may happen. But when you know for certain that it's going to happen, that's secretion legumos. And the Gemara says, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Gimel, that's a din min haTorah. That you can no longer hide behind Dov Shem Miskavim. So far, so good? Everyone with us? Comes the Gemara Masechet Shabbos and further develops this principle of psik ratio. And the Gemara draws a distinction between a psik ratio, the nichalei, in contrast to a psik ratio, the low nichalei. Says the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Bamed Devam Amurim, that a psik ratio is an isad yaraisa, it's a psik ratio, that's a psik ratio, the nichalei. when I want the result. I really, really want the result to happen. Again, that wasn't my original intention. My original intention was to do something that's mutter. I'm trying to do A, which is really mutter, but I know for a fact B is going to happen. And as I'm watching B happening, I got a big grin on my face. I'm really smiling. Again, I wouldn't have done it with Chiyah. That wasn't my primary goal here. But once it's happening, kvar, I'm very, very happy with the result. Sorry, but it's a creation. That's an isadirah. I have skill for that. But what if the resulting action that's happening, the malach that's happening, the B that's happening, I know it's happening. I'm fully aware it's happening. It's a psikreisha. It's not the Mishim Tzikav. It's a psikreisha. Aber what? It's a psikreisha lo nichle. Now here, most of the Rishon learn lo nichle means, not that I don't want it to happen. I don't care that it happens. That's what lo nichle means. I don't care that it happens. I'm just lo echpatli, really. I don't care that it happens. Says the Gemara, that kind of psikreisha, that's not necessary. You're not chayef for that. That's what says beferish and Shabbos called kibbutz. So we have a Dov Shem is Kavin, that's when I do A and there's a chance B is going to happen. That was Machoit Rebbe to Rebbe Shimon. Then you have a Maidir Shem Psik Reish, that's case number two. And then even within case number two, you have two A and two B. Now this is very important, halacha to us, two A and two B, because we pass Rebbe Shimon. This is one of the few cases where the Gemara says we follow Rebbe Shimon. Normally, Rebbe Rebbe Shimon, you follow Rebbe Yehuda. This is one of the cases where halacha Rebbe Shimon, where it says halacha Rebbe Shimon Grey Road, we pass Rebbe Shimon. Dov Shem is Kavin is Mutter. So now we who pass Rebbe Shimon, we have to ask ourselves every time, is it psikreisha nichalei, lo nichalei? So it was a major, major machlokes, the gedolei, gedolei, even before the days of Rishonim, machlokes of the days of the Gaonim, as to what exactly the Gemara said in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Min Aleph. When the Gemara said, according to Rebbe Shimon, that a psikreisha lo nichalei is not a deraisa, did the Gemara mean that it's mutter? Did the Gemara mean that it falls into what middle category? It's not clear. If you look at, if you just read the Gemara itself in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, you can go either way. So who were the Baal Plukta in this? Who remembers? Who knows? Who were the Baal Plukta in this Shaila?
Aruch.
Aruch against the Baal Etoises. So the Sefer Aruch. The Aruch was Rabbeinu Nosson from the city of where? Of Rome. Nosson from Rome. So Rabbeinu Nosson wrote, do you know what he wrote? A dictionary. A dictionary of all Aramaic terms in the Gemara and the Mamre Chazal. Just a, he's sitting in Rome. People are talking Latin, Italian, whatever language they were talking then. They weren't talking Aramaic. So he's trying to write you a dictionary to explain to you what all these cryptic words in Aramaic are. But it wasn't just a dictionary. As he's writing all the terms, then he explains the Gemaras what those terms mean in the context of those Gemaras. You read learn an unbelievable amount. Rabbeinu Dossi, he didn't write a parish in the Gemara, but from his dictionary, you can tell how he learned 10,000 different sugyas. Fascinating Sefer Aruch. Sefer Aruch predated Rashi and Tosis. Well, Rashi is quoted often, the Sefer Aruch, with an ayin, not an aleph. It was a Sefer Aruch with an aleph, that's a different Sefer, we're in 100 years later. Sefer Aruch with an ayin. So the Sefer Aruch, Rabbeinu Nosson from Rome, writes, in his interpretation of a phrase that appears in Ksubas, Mesuch Raisa Din Az Aisa, a very, very cryptic Aramaic term, you see clearly from his pshat in the Gemara in Ksubas, that when the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kugum and Alps, the creation of Nichalei is not Chayev, it means it's Hamish Mutter. So let's just put some practical application to this, going to Rabbeinu Nosson, going to the Sefer Aruch. A guy wants to go in the backyard and wash the Tilas Yadayim. He is not a gardener. He's not interested in watering his lawn. That's not his plan right now. It's Shabbos after with Tishal Shus. Wants to wash the Siddayim over his grass. So can you call that Dover Shem Miskavim? The grass is going to grow. There's no question some of the grass is improved. You water grass, is going to grow better. So you can't call that Dover Shem Miskavim. It's a psikreisha. Is it Nichle or Nichle? What's the answer?
It's his grass.
Depends whose grass it is. If it's my grass, I'm probably happy about it. I mean, that wasn't my initial intention. I don't usually go Shabbos afternoon to water my grass, but in Faraskva, I've already washed the Siddayim. I'm looking at you, I saved a few bucks on the gardener this week. So if it's my grass, it's a psikreisha, what if it's the other guy's grass? I'm meeting with somebody, strange, a guy invites me over for Shal Shittas. I don't really know the guy, I don't really care about the guy's grass too much. It's not going to make or break my day when he hires a gardener later in the week. So that's called the psikreisha, the what? It's all the same thing, probably. So according to the Sefer Aruch, it's mutter lechatchila shel lechatchila to go to Pliny's backyard that you don't really care about and wash this time watering his lawn. It's perfectly mutter. If he does it, he's chayv skil. If you do it, it's mutter lechatchila. That's how the Aruch just sized up the Gemara and Shabbos. It's a great halacha. It's mut lichatchila. The Baal HaTais says it's bechlal not true. Baal HaTais says brings you rise and rise. It's not true. The Aruch brings rise and rise. That is true, and that's when you learn Ksubas Davav, you learn Shabbos Kuf Gimel. You spend days and days, weeks and months trying to figure out all the rise how they go. So the Baal HaTais says bring rise. The re was the biggest baplukta of the Sefer Aruch. He says that Psikreshla Nichle was never ever mutl lechatchila. It's always on the Midrabban.
I also remember this in regards to like a refrigerator, or if you have like a fridge with a light on inside on Shabbos and you open it up.
That's a psikreshet the what?
That's psikreshet to lo nichle.
Really? Why is it lo nichle?
If the light's on in the kitchen, you could already see everything anyways.
Really? So what do you have lights in your fridge for?
What if it's an LED?
That's a psikreshet the nichle on LED. Okay? I didn't say what, I didn't say also. I just identify what it is. So if I say back to that story. So whereas the Aruch brings a million rise, that's mutter, the Tais brings a million rise, that's also. It's also midrabbanan. So comes Taisus. I gave you the background. This is what you were going to say, over, right? Comes Taisus and says, "Oh, now can zogim pshat in the Gemara Shabbos kufnan hey." What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That when you squeeze out the pickles and you don't particularly want the juice, you really want what? You want to just get rid of the juice. Why is that mutter? You know why it's mutter? According to the Shita Sahu? According to the Aruch, it's mutter. Why? This is a what? It's a psikresh lo nichle. I don't want the juice anyway. It's a psikresh lo nichle. And psikresh lo nichle is mutter lechatchila according to the Aruch. According to Tois, it's a takaprap. According to the Re, it's a takapella. But says Tois, it's according to the Aruch, everything's hunky dory. Where did Tois say that? Who saw that in Ksubas? Everyone saw that line? Bold print. I try to cut out the lines in the sixth of the Ma'amar Kamis. That one bold print on the top of the back page. Right? I'll tell you a secret. Some of the Bali Tais held it. Rabbi Tam also held that way. But the Re, who's the biggest pusher against, became the carry today of the sugya. And all the other Bali Taises go along the route of the Re. The Aruch held like Rabbi Tam, predated Rabbi Tam. The Chop Sikresh Lo Nichalei Shari. So Taisa says toward the end of the Taisa about Tzas Kosher, Ipsik Reishol Nichle Oser Amai Koma Rav. I believe a Rav of Yechon. Who cares? Doesn't make a difference. Why is Kvashim Mutter? So for the fact that Taisa poses the question, according to the Re, we got a problem. What do you see clear as day from Taisa? That according to who are we hunky dory? According to the Aruch, everything's hunky dory. What's the Matir? The matter is psychological. Everything's al b'kamei b'sholom. So this line in Taisus, and the fact that Taisus is chuppering according to the Re, hey, you got a problem. Vice Taisus, according to the Aruch, we have no problem. So this is the first opinion of Rishayim that is giving us a different take on Shabbos Kufnan. Hey, not like Taisus says in Shabbos and Gimel, there's anything under the sun to do with the Keliach Yad. This is going to Shem Keliach Yad. Taisus in Shubis Davav, what in the world is up to Keliach Yad? The matia, the engine that's driving the statement that kvashim shesachtan legufin is mutter, is an expression of the sugya of what? Of a psikresha deloy nichale. This is pshat. Now Tosis gets into trouble because according to the Re, it's not going to help because psikresha nichale is vayter nisad derabanan. It's not going to solve the world's problems, but at least according to the Aruch, we're in good shape. That's how Tosis says. Geffen is an Issah Deraisa. That's the Dorah B'chavi Mamish. Geffen is for sure also a Dorah, but Goss is Mutter. Imagine, Geffen is B'chal Shabbat Deraisa and Goss is Mutter. So Rabbi say, if we want to invoke the Shittas Aruch to be the engine that's driving Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei, to negate the Taisus in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel, to negate the marshal to Moichek, to put Moichek back into the Mishkan or Makalka world like it belongs. Sounds like Chagadjo. We're trying to negate this, negate that. We have not done justice to the Sugiyah. Because we cannot pin a Gemara on a Shittas Aruch until we understand what the Aruch said or didn't say. So guess what, Rabbi say? The only way for us to proceed at this point, proceed with caution now, Because we saw this Tyson Shabbos and Gimel, and again, please, the Bali Tesha, you know what I mean when I say this. We didn't really believe it. We had trouble accepting this Tyson Shabbos. We had so many caches on Tyson Shabbos and Gimel that we knew for certainty we'd find another Pshat in Rishayim, and we did. Baruch Hashem, we didn't go too far. We found the Tyson in Ksubas Davov to give us an alternate Pshat to put back Moichik into where we thought it was all along back and getting Daf Yates. Let's not forget, we are still learning Daf Yates, kind of. Some stretch in imagination. But now we just bump into a brick wall because we can't go further in this again until we understand what the Aruch is talking about. So we have to go back to that Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Gimel and Aleph, which is the source of the Aruch and the Ri. And I don't think I even put it on the Bar Mekoymis. We're just going to tell it to you. The Gemara just says, Pem Mola, it's not a derayis. That's all the Gemara says. And the Aruch jumps and says, oh, it's not a derayis, it's not even a derabon. And Tosh is the reason, oh, no, it's still a derabon. What is that machlekes all about? Where did that come from? What's the lomdus? I know the 20 rayas of Tosh, I know the 20 rayas of the Aruch, and other rayas are absolutely ironclad. Everyone can be doich of everyone else's rayas. I want to understand the lomdus behind this machlekes. What do you think it should be? It's a great shalom, Michalei. What do you think? Just think on your own. Think just creatively. Do you think of a great shalom, Michalei should be also with the rabbanim mutter? In order to answer that question creatively, what do you have to first define?
Talmishim and
Skamishim.
Both.
If I'm asking you a prat, I'm asking you a detail. Tell me the nuance of the detail about Sigrei Shadlo Michalei. How can you begin to define and to understand what is the engine driving Sigrei Shadlo? What is making a Sigrei Shadlo Michalei tick if you don't understand the very principle of Sigrei itself? So first define the general principle, and then let's discuss the pratim. So I'm going to push Tyson the Aruch back to what is Sigrei Shadlo. And we put ourselves back in Babylonia, back in the 400s or so, where Abaye said, I never heard of segregation. Abaye in his early years said, Stav Shem Stavim, I'm Rabbi Shimon. The Heilige, Heilige Tad, Rabbi Shimon, I've gazoked that what? I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon sitting in the cave for 12 years. He's sitting and sitting and sitting and thinking about Dav Shem Stavim. And Rabbi Shimon comes up with this idea, Dav Shem Stavim Mutter. So comes Abaye 300 years later in Babylonia and says, good, Tav Shem Miskavim's mutter, gewaldig. So I can wash this and that in my grass, why not? I can cut off chicken heads, why not? So Tav Shem Miskavim. And Rava, who's younger than Abaye, turned to his older colleague Abaye and he said, no, it can't be. Maybe Rav Shem Bipsegration. And Abaye argued with him. And Rava said, no. And they argued, they fought, Havayis Abaye and Rava. Do you understand Habayis, Habayis, and Rava here? And finally, Rava got the upper hand. Rava convinced his older colleague, Rabbi, to buy into this principle, and they both signed the same Kol Kore. It went out, went viral. Al Yeshiva Bochum now reading this. Amr, Habayis, Habayis, and Rava, Damit Shabayis, and Yeshiva Segregation. Why? I think Habayis was right. How did Rava carry the day? Why is Segregation a problem? How do you understand the nature of segregation? So once you understand what segregation is, you'll understand why the Aruch HaTosfos is right. Do you have any ideas? Maybe.
Maybe like inevitability. Like even if you don't have that as your main focus, like you know it is happening. Like, you know you're not cutting the chicken's head off to like use a chicken.
So you guys are both saying the following you say. I'm gonna put it into the lovely categories. Rabbi Chaim Wasserman and Kevin Chiurim develops a very, very famous Hakira about the nature of segregation, where that came from, what is the engine driving this principle called segregation? Am I wrong? The Meditra, I'm going to put words into Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan did not use these words per se, but he described the concepts. I think for our purposes, it's easier. These words will encapsulate the thought of Rebbe Chana. Is psik reisha fundamentally a psychological concept? It's basically addressing davar she'eino miskaven. Only schlepping a chair. I'm not even thinking about holes in grounds or furrows in grounds. You know why I'm not thinking about the furrows? Why am I not even thinking about the holes in the ground? It's going to happen even. If I want to make furrows, I'll figure out a way to make a furrow. I'm dragging chairs. I'm not thinking about furrows. I know in the back of my mind there's a 37% chance a furrow may be made. Yeah. But it's not necessarily going to happen, and therefore that's not my intent is. If it happens, then it happens. Hold on, I wasn't thinking about it. That's a double shame scam. The minute it crosses the threshold of the psikresha may mean 100%, maybe mean 70%, maybe mean 51%. I don't know, I'm not sure where you draw the line, but it's called the absolute psikresha, or somebody showed about some post about the phrase curve of psikresha. I don't know where you draw it. Wherever you draw that line, of calling something a psikresha, it means psychologically the Matthias has changed. That you know it's going to happen. If you know a furrow is going to happen, then what do we say about you? What do we say? You are?
You intended it.
You are? You are.
What's going to happen? You intended
like you intended.
You want it to happen. But you are intending to happen. Are you kidding? Of course you want it to happen. You know it's going to happen. Of course you want it to happen. So the yesod of psikresha lies in the kavadis agavra. It's a psychological assessment. What does the person, what's the person's life? What's the person's real agenda? Dover Shem Iskabim, we could stretch and say his agenda is X, not Y. A psik reisha, you can't say it anymore. His agenda is both X and Y. That's one way of understanding what psik reisha is. But there's a radically different way of understanding psik reisha. I would call this, is not the psychological psik reisha. This is the halachic psik reisha. Or you may even want to have to call it like the geometrical psik reisha. Sometimes you have, I remember, you can have line A, you can have point A, you have point B, you have a line, what do you call the line?
Segment
what?
Line segment
connecting two points, what do you call it?
Line segment.
Of what? If point A and point B, you call it? AB, right? Isn't that such a principle called line segment AB or something like that? Right? Okay. AB. Kol zman, that my plan is to schlep chairs. And somewhere, in some possibility out there in outer space, there's a chance that a furrow may happen. A is carrying a chair. B is furrows. And there's no shaykhus between the two. Therefore, even in the dilemma that the 37% chance happened attack of the furrow was made, I didn't do it. I did A. I didn't do B. But the minute that the Metzias HaDvarim declares that every time you do A, or just about enough times to do A, B is going to happen, what does the halacha now say?
It's one act.
It's one ma'isa. A and B are now merged, fused to become one. We call it pa'ula ma'isa AB. You want to call it line segments? You want to call it a halachic concept, a fusion of ma'isim to become one ma'isa? There is now one ma'isa we're being done on. You know what the ma'isa is called? Schlepping chairs / making furrows. It's a hyphenated word now. It's one entity. Because of psikresha does not touch the human intellect and psyche. Psikresha touches the halachic universe of declaring separate and distinct ma'isim or one fused ma'isim. Says Rebbe Chanan, those are the two radically different ways of understanding what a psikresha does. Now we have to ask ourselves the next question: If so. Why does it make a difference whether it's psikresha de nichalei or lo nichalei? Why is that important? Why is that a factor? The Gemara says beferish, kuf kimum alf. If it's not nichalei, it's not going to be deraisa. How does it being lo nichalei address the psychological dimension, according to that side in the Chakira? How does lo nichalei address the halachic / geometric dimension, according to that side of the Chakira?
Was it your primary?
So once we know the answer to that question, then we have a fighting chance to understand the Machlekes Taisin the Aruch. then we have a fighting chance to understand why Tosfos was comfortable, at least according to the Aruch, in sticking Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei, the pickle juice of Gus and Gefed, into the box of Aruch, of Davashim, of Psikresh Lodicholes, thereby negating Tosfos' necessity in Shabbos and Gimel to stick it into the box of Ein Derech Tish B'Kach, which we didn't understand altogether, thereby enabling us to go back to our zone of comfort that Meichek and Kireya and all of the Malachas that we were used to had nothing to do with Shalai Kederach. They were functions of what, Rabbi Yisai? They were functions of Mishkan or maybe Mekalkel, depending on what the Rashi tells you, getting off your desk. Zabit Zachle Eitzim, we couldn't care less about because that was Moshe Tzuchim anyway. We didn't think those places were so 100%. But we still need a little bit more work. We still got to fine-tune this Aruch and Tosfos before we're willing to go on record as learning Pshat HaKuf Mevei. So everybody said we still got work to do. So everything in getting your tests, is waiting for us to understand Shabbos Kuf Mevei. As soon as we finish Kuf Mevei and Shabbos, then everything's going to read like a charm. We got more work to do tomorrow. Okay. Stop here. Not meant to look.
Very easy.